Welcome to this Knox College podcast, featuring the sounds and voices of the Knox community.
Keith Belzer graduated from Knox in 1985 with a bachelor's degree in theater. He was also an outstanding playwriting student of mine during a time when, unbeknownst to me, he had begun to date my daughter, Lisa Metz, Knox class of 1986. The rest, as they say, is history. And I have come to understand, as I look out here at my two grandsons, Griffin and Benjamin, that the legendary phrase, the Knox family, is not mere metaphor. Subsequently, Keith worked as an actor, director, playwright, and arts management professional in Chicago's vibrant theater world while completing his law degree at Loyola University. As a nationally recognized trial attorney, Wisconsin State Public Defender, and international legal affairs consultant, Keith has received extensive acclaim for numerous high-profile cases in national print and broadcast media. Widely recognized as a champion of impoverished and underprivileged clients, he is a frequent legal affairs commentator on broadcasts such as Good Morning America, The O'Reilly Factor, and Geraldo at Large. With his innovative defense of Scott Lawson against a Wisconsin county governmental unit, Keith achieved the largest monetary award for a disabled individual in U.S. history. Keith collaborated with Knox College theater professor Craig Choma, his brother, to construct in the courtroom a life-size replica of a jail cell to show the conditions under which a mentally ill inmate had been held. The inmate, who was awarded a precedent-setting $5 million judgment, argued that his mental condition had deteriorated during the 2 months that he had been held in solitary confinement. Further, the 2005 retrial and exoneration of Evan Zimmerman, a man falsely convicted and sentenced to life in prison for a homicide, was the subject of a feature-length documentary entitled Facing Life, The Retrial of Evan Zimmerman, which can be seen on the Arts and Entertainment Network and Biography Channel. The director of the Wisconsin Innocent Project, Keith Finley, later wrote, quote, that Belzer performance at the Zimmerman trial was masterful, serving as a tremendous model from which students and Innocence Project faculty learned a tremendous amount. Using his prior theater and creative writing experience, Keith has spent the last 10 years teaching trial skills to lawyers from all over the United States and Puerto Rico, as well as in Israel and the People's Republic of China. In 2005, 2006, and 2007, Keith's peers named him one of the top criminal defense attorneys in the state of Wisconsin, as published in the Milwaukee Magazine. In 2006, he received one of 12 statewide Leaders in the Law awards from the Wisconsin Law Journal. In addition to his legal work, Keith remains actively involved in his spiritual community and in the arts and humanities, regularly performing throughout the Midwest as a member of the National Storytelling Association. I am honored, both personally and as a senior member of the Knox College faculty, to present Keith Belzer with a 2008 Alumni Achievement Award for his achievements in law, and for his quarter century commitment to the highest principles of personal integrity, community service, and social justice. He has been an inspiration to many throughout America and in the world. Thank you. I hope you know now that your daughter and I are dating. Maybe even more than that. Before I came up here, a couple of trustees and some other folks said to me, you know, we really want to keep this tight, so keep it to a minimum. And I said, well, you know, I'm a lawyer. We've been accused of being, you know, of charging people by the word. It's going to be hard for me to keep it tight. And they said, yeah, we know, but there's this other lawyer we have to listen to all the time. I don't know who they're talking about. When I got here today, I was excited, but I have to confess, shortly after I got here, I had a moment of sort of intense anxiety. I'm a lawyer, and I think that if you know me, you would know that I'm pretty liberal. First person I was introduced to today was Dick Cheney. I'll tell you, if he had asked me to go hunting, I was running. I have I know this is a celebration of Knox, and I have great feelings and tremendous respect for Knox, and I owe Knox a lot, but I have a slight bone to pick, and that's this. Knox did not prepare me for law school. I'm going to explain why. And to be fair, I did not take any of Professor Sunderland's classes on constitutional law, which, quite honestly, would have been very helpful. As a theater major, I pretty much lived in the Center for Fine Arts. This is how it didn't prepare me. It didn't prepare me for the fact that in the first week of law school, when asked by professors, why are you here? Around 70% of my incoming class said, to make money. Now, when I went to school at Knox, there may have been a few people who came to college to make money. I didn't know them. But I imagine that if that's why they were here, they would be embarrassed to admit it. In law school, at least when I went, where I went, there was no embarrassment. It was just a matter of a statement. Knox didn't prepare me for that. Sure, I was a theater major, and I had a dream. I had a dream to have a theater company. But, you know, I went to Knox. So, of course, it couldn't be just any theater company. It couldn't be comedies. Couldn't be musicals. Couldn't be anything that was going to make any money. No. My theater company had to be a Revolution in the Streets theater company. Waiting for Lefty all over again. Where's Clifford Odets when we need him? That's the theater company I started with my wife and two of our friends, one of them from Knox. Grassroots Arts Theater. It was about creating community in the streets. Wow, we lose a lot of money. And there's one other way in which Knox did not prepare me for law school. Freshman preceptorial. I hope they still have it. Changed my life. It absolutely changed my life. My brother and I grew up in different homes. And the home I grew up in, neither of my parents had graduated high school. And certainly not had gone to college. My father very much was Archie Bunker and was proud of it. I saw things sort of black and white. I saw things as simple, and I thought there were right answers. And I came to Knox, and I learned that the world is gray. And on good days, it's all kinds of colors. It's not black and white. And when you take an exam at Knox, I don't recall there ever being a right answer, right? There were a myriad of possibilities, and you would argue them against each other, usually arguing against yourself. When I got to law school, my first semester, I tried to finish law school exams that way by arguing, well, maybe the holding could be this or that or the other thing. That didn't work so well. They don't like that so much. They want to have an answer. What's the holding in the case? What does it mean in the future? I figured it out after a while, but at first, boy, that was tough. You know, there is a sort of a right answer in that context. So Knox didn't prepare me for that experience. It did, however, prepare me to be a lawyer. When I came to Knox, if given the chance, I probably would have taken all of my classes in theater, and thank you for not allowing that to happen. I took classes in all kinds of subjects, sometimes dragging my feet the whole way. But what I learned is how subjects work together and how life is complicated and how we can take psychology and how we can take philosophy and how we can take the arts and political science and we can use them all together
to make progress. And in that way, Knox College educated my brain to think in complicated, nuanced ways. And it's that work that I've done. It's that work I brought to China for their first public defender conference ever, to try to talk to them about what it is to represent people accused of a crime. By using all these different skills and all these different areas of study that we have available to us. But most importantly, I'm thankful to Knox College, because in addition to preparing me about how to think as a person in the world, this school prepared my heart and my soul to be a person who happens to practice law at this point in my life. I had the great honor to represent Evan Zimmerman, a man who was given a life sentence in prison for a crime he did not commit. And then he was given a new trial after the Innocence Project reversed his case and they asked me to do the second trial. And there was no question that he was innocent, and he was exonerated quite clearly in the second trial. The district attorney dismissed the case halfway through, realizing that there was no case anymore. The documentary has been out there, and every time it plays, there are emails from all over the world, because A&E plays internationally. And it's not people responding to the fact that I'm some sort of brilliant lawyer. I'm smart enough, but I'm not the smartest lawyer. And it's not responding to the fact that I had some sort of great legal strategy. The strategy was sound, it worked. What they're responding to is that the film shows a connection between people, between myself and Evan Zimmerman. Evan's no longer with us. He found out 6 months after his release that he had cancer, and he died a few months later. But it was Knox College that allowed me to come into that man's life and for us to influence each other's lives. And for that, I thank Knox College.
This has been a podcast of Knox College. For more information on podcasts, news, events, or other activities at the college, visit us online at www.knox.edu.